Hey, honeys, welcome to Friday. You know what today is? It's Natch Butte Day. Thank you for everybody for tuning in. And I just want to say we've been on a real roll lately with having some fun in here. And I've been really appreciating all the great feedback I've been getting from all the honeys. So everybody loved Bree Esrig talking about, you know, worms coming out of her ass and whatnot. Everybody loved hearing from Haley. And you know what? We've been having fun. But first, you know how we roll. We're going to read some iTunes reviews. So I just want to do this because I'm so grateful to all the honeys for taking time out of your day to write me a review. And I've been loving hearing all the recommendations from everybody. So this one is from Curly1125. Hi, Curly. Curly loves Mary Kay products. Let's see. Curly uses Mary Kay Timewise Exfoliating Cleanser with a Clarisonic. She or he or they use Mary Kay Timewise Eye Cream. And let's see, Mary Kay Day Serum with SPF 35. Okay. You know what? I don't have any Mary Kay, but I see you, Curly. And I'm just going to keep calling you Curly. Thank you for that information. This one is from somebody named Lauren Janelle. Lauren Janelle has a routine. Okay. Lauren loves COSRX and SoCo Glam Triple C Lighting, COSRX Oil-Free Moisturizer. Okay. Oh, and COSRX BHA and the Ordinary Granacetive Retinol with Squalene. Is it squalene or squalane? You know what? I don't know, but it's a fun word, and I'm here for it. So thank you for that, Lauren. Lots of other oils, by the way. Okay, now this one is from Jess. Jess says she's hooked on Natch Butte. Love it. She listened to the first three episodes the week they came out. Honey, oh yeah, we have a long-termer. Thank you. Oh, and she downloaded iTunes and created an Apple ID just to write this review. Thank you. That is so amazing. Most members of my family wouldn't even go through that much work for me, so I'm very grateful for you there. Let's see. We have a CeraVe user. We have a Misha. She uses Misha sunscreen, NYX oil cleanser. Lots of words I can't pronounce, and a snail bee mask. Thanks, Lauren Adams. Shout out Masking for Trouble. And she's a big into the Aztec clay. Thank you. I love hearing what my honeys are up to. Now I want to present something a little crazy to everybody. I'm wondering if my producer, Rebecca, would come in the booth right now. Rebecca is the unsung hero of Natch Butte. And the fact that she's never been on the mic is crazy. So I just wondered if Rebecca could come in here really quick. Okay, so Rebecca's in the booth. Say hi.
Hey.
So I just feel like it's silly that you've never been on Natch Butte. Like, you've never been on the mic, but you're such an integral part of the show. And people want to hear from you.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. So Rebecca's like, I mean, you're the calm energy I need. You help me with all my shit. I text you all day long saying, where's my free shit? Or like, can you hand me this? And you answer me so quickly and efficiently. You're so professional.
Oh, well, you're a delightful person to work with.
How has Natch Butte changed your life?
Oh, wow. Actually, it really has.
Your skin looks gorgeous.
My skin has improved a lot. I still struggle with my skin, but my skin was really fucked up when I started working on the show.
And now you look like an angel.
Thank you.
And your hair is so pretty.
Thanks, Jackie.
Okay, so why don't you real quick... Okay, so Rebecca has the prettiest hair ever. It's basically long curls, red curls, but they're like loose tendrils. I mean, it looks like it's my dream
hair.
Yeah,
they're not like tight ringlets. They're
yes. I've always say I'm going to shave your head in your sleep and come in wearing a wig made of your hair.
If you want to do that, we can do that.
Okay. So tell everybody real quick, like, some of your favorite skin things.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, tell us about that hair. I know you're thinking about cutting it all off, but just, like, what do you do to it to make it look so great?
People are going to be mad at me. Jonathan Van Ness would be mad at me because I wash my hair every day.
You do?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How have you never revealed this to me? Why?
I don't know. He got really mad about it on the podcast, so I didn't say anything to him.
Yeah.
But he gets really mad. He said he only washes it like once or twice a week.
Did you see on Queer Eye, he said it's like washing a t-shirt every day and wearing it?
Yeah. I mean, I agree to disagree, I guess.
Remember Allison Raskin said she washes her hair every day, yeah. And her hair is beautiful.
Yeah, and I don't remember if she was the guest. You had a guest on as well that also like has like a little bit of OCD about it.
Yes,
and,
it was Allison.
Yeah, and I kind of maybe feel that way a little bit, too.
You just wanted to be clean.
Yeah, I wash it every day, and I don't really do anything to it.
Wait, hold on.
I use a little texturizing cream, and that's it.
So you're just blessed.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's beautiful.
I have a lot of other drawbacks it physically, so it's just my hair is the one thing that works.
That's your thing?
Yeah,
your
my
hair?
Scalp is really fucked up, so...
Why?
I don't know. I get, like, you know, It's just
itchy?
Yeah, like
flakes.
Seborrheic dermatitis, yeah.
Oh shit, do I have that?
No, I don't think so.
My head has been flaking lately. It's disgusting.
It's from
the
weather.
What happened?
It's because the weather's fucked
up. That must be it. I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. I think it's pollution, air, environment. Mites, maybe? Dust mites?
No, I don't have mites.
It's not mites.
So, what sunscreen are you currently using?
Oh, okay. I'm not sure if this is cruelty-free or not, but it's the only thing that doesn't break me out. I use the Ulta MD, which a lot of people in the Natch Butte group talk about.
Yes,
It's the SPF 46. It's the one for people with sensitive skin prone to acne, rosacea, and hyperpigmentation. I fucking love this sunscreen so much.
Yeah, that's a really tall order.
I buy it specifically, I buy it at my dermatologist's office. I don't trust Amazon for a lot of beauty products. I feel like things are fake. I've seen a lot of reviews.
Oh, you know what? Rebecca, that's a good point that you're bringing up because I think this week is Amazon Prime week and I'm not doing a blog. I'm not doing a thing where it's like, hey, Amazon Prime, here's some of the deals. Because I'm not canceling Amazon, but I'm just saying I think everyone needs to be making a little bit more research decisions in their buying.
Definitely. I have Amazon Prime. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I buy a lot of stuff on there. But with certain products, I'm very skeptical.
Yes.
Anytime I see one review of a product that's like, this is fake, I'm like, you're dead to me. I'm not buying it on there.
I think and also just Amazon as a whole and their practices. I'm not saying everybody should not use it. I'm just saying make wiser choices. I feel like we're so used to, oh, I want something. Order it on Prime and it comes 2 days later. Maybe think about it a little more.
Yeah.
And that's why I was not promoting Amazon Prime Day.
But I'm impatient and I'm greedy and I want it now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We all need to dial that back a little bit and get a little more of a perspective.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, mom and pop shops.
Yes.
Try to buy local, I guess.
Do you have a favorite episode in Natch Butte?
Oh.
And don't worry about offending guests, okay?
No, I would never. I mean, I can't offend anyone by saying something's my favorite. I guess by saying something's not my favorite. I love the Darcy Carden episode.
Yeah, me too.
That's a longtime favorite of mine.
Yeah.
The Brie recently was life-changing.
Yeah.
All about the worms.
I'm definitely going to have to bug Darcy to come back soon.
Darcy, I've been a fan of Darcy's for such a long time.
She's
the best.
The best
and
person
she's like,
ever.
No one has, I've never heard anyone say bad things about, I mean, pretty much anyone you've had on, but like, no one can
honestly
say a bad word about Darcy.
You're completely true on that.
She's
everyone
just like
loves
the
her.
Sweetest.
Yes.
Yeah, she's the best.
Everyone loves her.
Yeah.
I just saw on Instagram she was at the Harry Styles concert.
Oh, really?
And Ben Platt was texting with her. Like, he commented on her thing and was like, oh, I missed you.
Yeah.
And she's
she
like,
knows
miss
everybody.
You? I'm like, how do you know Ben Platt?
From New York, of course.
Just,
but like,
everybody loves her.
She's the
damn
best.
Damn it! And also, can I just say, she emails you back so quick. Like,
oh,
if I'm
really?
Like, I'm like, hey, Darcy, maybe you could come back on SU. Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Like, I'm like, you're so nice.
I love that.
She's the best. We'll have her back on soon. All right. That's all. I just had to get you on the mic. This mysterious person, Rebecca Steinberg, always running Natch Butte, pulling the strings from behind the scenes. I wanted to give her a damn moment off the cuff. So thank you for that. Everybody, shout out to Rebecca. And let's get popping, baby. Enjoy this app, a Natch Butte.
You are a natural butte. You are a Natch Butte. Natch Butte. Natch Butte. Na 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 na. Natch Butte. Oh yeah. I'm a Natch for Butte. I cannot hold it. I'm not trying to hide it. I'm a Natch for you. I won't deny it. I cannot control it. Baby, don't you wanna cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh?
I wish y'all could have seen my hands.
You were really living it with
hands?
That. You're giving me that Mariah Carey hand.
I know. The Mariah Carey hand is so iconic in my life personally that I just want it to be every day of my life.
Yeah.
I want a moment in my life with it.
I feel it right now.
Yes.
I want to be doing it for every word I'm saying.
Well, you know what? You can.
Okay.
Because today is a new day, baby. Welcome to Natch Butte, everybody. I am so excited for my guest today. We've had a lot of queens in here. We've had a lot of comedy queens in here. But today we have a literal comedy queen. I'm not talking like somebody who's at the top of their craft of comedy. I'm not talking about someone who exudes royalty in the way they present themselves. I'm talking about a literal fucking comedy queen, as in a drag queen, baby.
Yeah.
Meatball.
Hi, how
is
are
here.
You?
Hi.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Thank you for coming. I feel like You've been on my radar for a long time because you have a podcast.
Yeah.
What's the name
of it? It's called Unbearable with Big Dipper and Meatball.
And I love Big Dipper, too.
He's great, but he doesn't do any makeup.
Right.
So why would we bring him?
Go home. Yes. So there's been several of my friends who've done your podcast. Mm-hmm. And I remember Lauren Lapkus texted me and said, you need Meatball on Natch View.
Oh, my God.
Gave me your email, and I've been holding on to it because, honey, I have a list, okay, of people that don't want to come on. So then... Then I heard you on Nicole Byer's podcast, and like, how great is that podcast?
It was so funny. She's so great.
I know. So she's amazing. Her pod is amazing. And then I said, well, I'm done. I'm sold. Now I really have to try and get you on, and here you are.
I'm here. It wasn't that hard.
Well, I'm just
happy. I live down the street.
That's great. How convenient.
That's actually not true. I used to live down the street.
I used to live over here, too.
Yeah.
We've all had a stint in Burbank.
I know. Yeah. When you need that, like, neighborhood life and to be quiet.
I was like, there's an IKEA within walking distance.
My God.
I mean, this is the way to live.
Mm.
But then you say, I'm tired of driving over that hill.
Yes.
So then you move back into hell.
Yep.
Yep. Excellent.
And it's literally hell right now. It's
sure,
so hot.
It's, listen, you know what? It's rough out there. We have so much to discuss. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I think my first question would be, when was the first time you put makeup on in your life?
I used to do theater in, like, junior high. So
okay,
that was,
yeah,
like, when I first put it on. But I always knew something was wrong because I'd put on a little too much eyeliner.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And then I would, like, sit there and, like, play with the mascara for a little too long. And my mom would be like, it's on. You need to get on stage now. And I'd be like, just a couple more dashes. I just want to be pretty.
Just put a little of that cheekbone on.
So that was, like, in theater school. And then that's, I went to school for theater. So then we were, like, have to take the makeup classes and do that stuff.
Did you do that Ben Nye?
Yeah.
You were fucking with that Ben Nye?
Oh, God, those Ben Nye kits. And the colors never matched my skin tone. They were always like, you're an olive. And I was like, that's odd because I don't feel like my undertones are green.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, that was, like, how I started doing makeup.
So, wow. So then, you're a fairly, is it fair to say, a fairly new queen?
Yeah, I've only been doing drag for, like, 3 years.
So how did Meatball come to life? What inspired everything? The name? I mean, this is such, I feel like a pivotal point in a queen's life is the birth of her persona. So how did Meatball come to life?
I got started because I had just moved here from New York.
Okay.
And I was doing a little bit of stand-up in New York. And then when I moved out here, I was doing voiceover for video games.
I love your voice
so
much.
Oh, thank you.
To me, you sound like a character in something. So that's great to hear you
doing,
say
like,
that.
Cartoon
yes,
stuff and, like,
I'm so happy
stuff.
To hear that.
And then I like really wanted to get into stand-up here, but it was so hard. Like, so I'm sure you know, like, more than I do.
I gave up.
Same. Well, I put a dress on. So then I was, like, kind of just, like, trying to figure out ways to perform. And I saw my friends took me to WeHo at Mickey's, where they have, like, some RuPaul's Drag Race girls perform. And I was like, oh, I could easily do this and better than them. And then I started doing it. And then that just happened.
But I feel like, you know, how... Yeah. But, like, how did you come up with the Meatball persona?
The persona, well, it's pretty much just me, but, like, drunk. Like,
okay, yeah.
It's me plus tequila, and that's how you get, like...
Yep.
And then the name came from, because when I lived in New York, me and my friends used to drink a ton, and I lived in the East Village right across the street from the Nino's Pizza. So every night when we were, like, really wasted, we'd go get a meatball sub and split it. And then when I was trying to figure out a drag name, he was like, why don't you just go by Meatball? And I was like, no, I want to be, like, Jessica St. James or something, like, really pretty. And he was like, you're not a Jessica, sweetie. You're a Meatball. And I was like, I'll take it. Yeah, okay. So that's how the name came around. And then I just started, I didn't want to do, like, basic pretty girl things, and I didn't want to look like a girl. I always felt like a clown and, like, big and over the top. So that's why my makeup is so big and annoying and kind of bad.
I think my favorite part about Meatball is that Meatball doesn't shave
any part of my body.
Because I got a lot of questions from my listeners about, like, body hair, and I was like, oh, those are all going to be erased because
that's
Meatball has full-blown hairy shoulders, hairy back, hairy chest.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever shave the beard? You shave your beard.
I shave my beard, and I also shave my eyebrows off because it's just easier to do instead of doing all the glue and stuff.
Right.
So I shaved those off, and everyone was like, so you're going to shave your eyebrows off, but not
your
the
chest.
Rest of your body? But it's just because it, like, gets all prickly and gross. And, like, why do it? Some women have hairy chests.
But I also love the vibe.
Yeah.
I mean, that sets me
all apart. It's like a little
sloppy. Yes, I love that. So when I sometimes Meatball has different hairstyles.
Yeah.
How do you put together your complete Luke? Is there something that says, okay, I think I'm going to be a redhead today, and then you build the Luke around that? Or how do you get the looks exactly ready for your moment? You know what I mean? What comes first?
What comes first is, like, I get inspired by, like, an image or, like, a time period. Like, right now I'm very into the 50s and 60s.
Cute.
So I'm doing a lot of high-waisted things, mm-hmm, and such. And so the hair, mostly, like, I have about, like, 5 red wigs, 5 blonde wigs, some brown ones. I don't like brown hair.
Yeah.
I like bigger colors and stuff. So then I just, like, have them all styled. And then when I, like, make an outfit for myself, I, like, pick a wig to put on with it. Mm-hmm. But it's mostly, like, I don't know. I dress up like Ronald McDonald sometimes, so that's gotta be a red wig.
Yep.
Sometimes I dress up like a little baby, so it's like I gotta put on a little tiny curly wig because I wanna be a little baby. I don't know. It just really depends on, like, what mood I'm in and, like,
yes,
how sloppy I feel like getting at the bar.
And I do notice that Meatball has a lot of, like, bellyless shirts.
Yeah,
like,
I have a lot of
a
tummy
shirt with a circle for the belly to come out.
Yeah, yeah, that was my, like, wrestling look for, I was on a show called Dragula, and one of the challenges was dress up like a wrestler from the 80s. So I'm a fat person, so I just, like, had my belly out, and I, like, ripped off the thing, so it was just, like, this giant, fat, hairy belly, but, like, a pretty lady with big blonde hair.
I think everybody out there who is maybe done with Drag Race, caught up, check out Dragula.
Oh, yeah.
It's on YouTube.
And the episodes of season 1 are on Amazon.
Oh, fun.
And season 2 is on Amazon and YouTube.
Oh, great. Yeah,
yeah.
That's for somebody who wants another fix of a drag show.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like crazy drag. It's not like pretty girls. It's like really dark stuff sometimes.
Yeah, which I think is super fun.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, but I was on the show. They asked me to be there. I was like, okay.
You're like, honey, I'll show up.
I was like, I'll show up on time. And then the first day I was like, I'm going home.
You're like, bye.
This is not for me. I don't like fake blood. I don't like spiders.
Me neither.
They put me in a coffin, bitch.
No, that would be it for me.
I actually peed in the coffin and then was, like, crying for them to take me out. And they left it all in, like, they wouldn't get me out. And I was like, I'm not joking. Get me
out.
You
couldn't get out yourself?
I couldn't get out because they had, like, covered I was buried,
mm-mm,
in a coffin,
mm-mm,
underground.
Nope.
And they filled
too much
it
for me.
With, they kept dropping worms and stuff,
nope,
into it,
mm-mm,
onto my face.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, no, I'm,
nope,
a woman!
Okay, that's, like, literally my personal hell.
It was a nightmare.
I'm claustrophobic, and I want to be cremated, quite frankly.
I do, too.
I don't want to be up
that
in that
open
fucker
casket.
No,
bullshit.
No,
no,
no.
Thank you.
No, thanks. But I also don't like to really think about my death, so.
No. Whoopsies.
I hate that we're all gonna die. Doesn't it suck?
I love that we went straight into death at the beginning of this pod. Like, what an upper.
I hate that we're all gonna die. I don't like that. Okay. Are there any... So in terms of, like, makeup application, you're all self-taught.
Yeah. I had to learn it all by myself.
And how did you learn?
A lot of mistakes, a lot of real ugly, ugly days, but it's just, you just kind of, like, learn how to do it. For me, a lot of people, like, do broad strokes, but now I'm, like, very into, like, small, tiny brushes and making sure that, like, every angle and line is, like, very sharp. So I think, like, spending the time and learning how to do that is, like, what got me to where I am.
Are there any rules in terms of drag makeup? As in, you cannot do blank. Or you absolutely have to do blank.
I feel like there's a lot of drag queens that think there are rules,
mm-hmm,
but, like, I'm one of the ones that's just like, do whatever the hell you want to do. I don't care. If you want to paint your whole face blue and, like, stick a fish in your mouth, do it. I don't care what you're up to. Just, like, have fun and be cool.
I saw Adore Delano uses Martha Stewart glitter.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I feel like that's
not for
your eyes.
A little dangerous.
I feel like that's not for your eyes.
You have to get a makeup grade glitter because if one of those, like, plasticky ones gets in your eye, it can really cut up your eye. And that's what happened to me once.
Oof.
And I went into the doctor's office because a piece of glitter got behind my contact and was, like, cutting it up so bad that I couldn't even pull my contact out. It was gross.
That's like nightmare drag.
It is fully
that's
nightmare
drag. That's some Dragula
shit.
The
only I think the only drag rule is, like, wash your brushes.
Yes.
And don't use craft glitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do queens ever share products backstage?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I had a really bad sty once because I used to not wash my brushes. Mm-hmm. Now I wash them every 3 uses. And now I'm like, I'm not going to let anyone use my lipstick.
Yeah.
Because all them queens are giving blowjobs in the back. I don't need herpes on my mouth.
Right.
I'm a clean woman.
I don't need herpes on my liquid lip.
On my liquid lip.
Not today.
No, ma'am.
How do you clean your brushes? It's such a personal, intimate thing.
I just use like a normal brush cleaner, like thing, and then just like wash them in a sink.
Yeah.
With like on your palm.
Yeah. I just had this amazing one. I think it's Sigma brush cleaner.
Oh.
It's just a liquid.
I've used that one before. It's like, it's not a gel.
It's like water.
Yeah.
And so I was like, it said, don't use that much. And I put like a drop and it foam that shit up. I was amazed because I just got a little packet sample of it and I'm like, I had to cart. I'm ordering that shit. It was amazing. Because I usually just use Dr. Bronner's.
I like Dr. Bronner's. Baby shampoo works really well.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. That's a good tip. Everybody can get that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I guess let's start let's first talk about skin prep. So skincare, I feel like, goes hand in hand with makeup.
Yeah.
You have beautiful skin.
Thank you. I was like, because I did 2 masks last night and I just got Botox for the first time.
You
so
did.
I'm truly living in that fantasy.
Wait, when did you get your Botox?
I got it about a week ago.
Okay,
when
so
I was
it,
in Miami.
Then it
so
kicks
it's like
in.
Fully kicked in.
You did the forehead?
I did my forehead and a little bit down by my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you happy with it?
I love it. I mean, I have a little bit of a reservation because now I can't move my forehead as much and my whole gag is like my expressions. But besides that, we're great.
Go like this.
It still works. The eyebrows go up and down. But
Isn't that freaky?
Yeah. And then there was like a crease in between my eyes and now it's gone.
Yeah.
It's wild. Have you done it?
I have. I don't have any forehead bobo right now.
Oh.
But I don't have a forehead wrinkle. I'm really proud of that.
Oh, yeah. You have really good skin. Well, you were talking on the last one about that oil stuff.
Oh, yeah. I oil up.
Yeah.
But I do a little around my eyes.
But I'm really greasy, and I'm afraid of putting more oil on my skin, right?
Your skin looks gorgeous. Whatever you're doing, don't change it.
Mm.
So before you do a full beat, what skincare do you do to prep?
I use Kiehl's Blue Herbal Gel Cleanser.
Okay. That's good for oily skin.
Yeah. It cuts all the oil and it like helps out. And then I just put on like a normal, I love Kiehl's. I had like a really bad allergic reaction to a lot of the makeup I was using before. Like I had to go to the hospital and do all that stuff. My eyes were all red and puffy.
My God.
So I've had to like cut back and go to all organic or like sensitive skin stuff.
Yeah.
So then I just use a Kiehl's skin. I didn't bring it. It's a lotion. It's a face lotion. And then I put on Skin Orchid Gel Mattifying Gel, which is a primer that literally like blocks your wrinkles and your pores from showing up.
I'm buying that. Thanks.
Yeah. And it's matte. So if you're greasy, it like picks up the grease and you don't look greasy at all.
Yeah. Okay. Great tip on that.
And then I just start
then
with
we
this
start.
Fucking
okay.
grease paint.
This is what I want to know. What is the order? That you do.
I mean, everyone's in a different order.
Right.
Some queens are like, let me do my eyes first.
Right.
It really depends on like what your favorite feature is, because that's what you're going to spend the most time on. I've decided.
I know you do a lot. You do like a purple cut crease a lot.
Yeah. That's like the only color I do.
Hey, that's good.
But I have a ton of different colors, but it's like only for photo shoots that I change up the color.
So what do you start with? What's the first thing you put on that face?
Girl, the first thing I put on is these nasty ass Mayron cream sticks.
Okay, yeah.
Which are just like theater makeup or like TV paint sticks. But the Mayron ones are really creamy, so they blend out well.
And do you, one of those colors I'm assuming is for contour, or do you have to mix to get
contour,
your perfect shade?
No, this is my highlight and this is my like base tone.
Okay.
And then I contour in powders because I don't want to like waste time.
Okay, great. So you cover your whole face with that shit.
I cover my entire face with this.
Okay.
And then I powder it with, this is like life changing and I feel like every female should know about, or male, whoever's wearing makeup. It's the RCMA No Color Powder. You know how sometimes when you take a picture and your makeup.
The flashback.
The flashback. This has no flashback.
Okay.
At all.
And where do you get that?
This,
like
I go
Namie's
to Nigel's. Or
yeah.
Namie's has it. It's,
for people not in LA, that's a pro makeup store.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's online
Google
too. You can just get it on Amazon, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great. No flashback. Your face is flawless.
So, okay, you prime with the matte thing, cover with the stick, and then you just powder the whole face with that powder.
I do, yeah, and I let it sit for 10 minutes. I let it like absorb everything.
That
I let
is
it
a
cook.
Good tip.
Yeah.
Do you think us women of a certain age can really beat a face? I feel like when I do a ton of makeup, you can see underneath, like, my skin texture, because it's a young man's game. You know what I mean?
It is, truly. But that's what, like, the orchid gel under my eyes. I have, like, a lot of creasing under my eyes. This, if you put on, like, a kind of a thick coat and let it dry, it fills it in.
Okay, yeah, I'm buying
and
that.
And it does not move.
Buying that, thanks.
And it absorbs all the oil, which is insane to me. And then, of course, the powder is going to absorb more oil. And if you can't afford it, because I know it's like $15 and it's not a lot, sometimes Johnson & Johnson's baby powder that comes in the blue bottle, your face is going to smell like baby powder. But if you put on a thick-ass layer of that and let it sit, it absorbs all the sweat and it has no flashback.
Interesting.
Isn't that wild?
You can get that shit at Dollar General, baby.
But you
don't
smell like a baby. Well, not the Johnson & Johnson. Oh. You got to get the good brand because the other stuff is going to smell like a toilet seat.
Okay, and so only the Johnson & Johnson. Okay. baby ass or toilet seat?
Hard dilemma. It depends on what kind of queen you are.
Did you just pick a vape pen up?
So I was like, that's
what step
I
is that?
Number two, I get very high while I like wait for it to bake.
Yes.
But I think everyone should bake, especially around your eyes. Mm-hmm. And if you're like greasy or sweaty, it helps cut the sweat.
I'm just so, I feel like every time, I don't do it right. Every
baking?
Time I do it, it makes me look older. It
maybe you're using a little too much powder.
Well, you said to bake, damn it. I don't have a damn recipe book.
It might be the primer. It might be like, what kind of makeup are you using? What's your base?
I mean, I have 100 different
ones.
Oh,
yeah, that's true.
But I don't know.
And then I go straight in for my eyeliner, which I use the Inglot.
Okay,
which is like a gel pot. Mm-hmm. I think everyone loves that.
So wait, you do eyeliner first before eyeshadow?
Yeah, well, I have to make that wing because my wing goes like out to my fucking temple.
Right, right.
So I like have to draw that line and then I start going in with the eyeshadows to do the creases.
So you use a little brush, you do a cunty wing.
Little tiny baby brush. Where is it? It's this.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I like bent it to make it so that I can like draw with it.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably like a eyebrow brush, right?
Yeah.
It's like a short, I'm trying
it's
to describe
short,
for people. Like a
rounded
flat head.
End. It's flat, but it's like the edges go in. It's really thin. It's almost the width of like a brow angle brush. But it's like flat.
Do you think it's worth investing in a good set of brushes or do you not care? Do you think brushes are all the same?
I mean, these brushes are like $20 a piece, so that's like a good price point on a
good,
brush.
Yeah.
I think if you get any higher than that, it's like, what's the point?
Right.
But just don't get a plastic brush. Like, those are the worst and they don't pick up the powder
break.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I go in with Sugar Pill. Have you heard of Sugar Pill?
Oh, honey, I have.
Oh,
but
girl.
I know you had, is it Taco?
Taco, they sponsor me because I like
Yay!
Am obsessed with Taco.
Well, I saw your Instagrams about it. So somebody did ask, like, what's the product that if you didn't have it, you wouldn't go on stage?
Taco.
And I feel like Taco.
It was Taco.
Sugar
I literally
pill.
Went on a trip to San Francisco. I like checked my makeup bag in the airport because I was like, I know I'm forgetting something and this eyeshadow wasn't there. So I put out a call on my Instagram to anybody in San Francisco who could get it for me. And then it just turned into a thing.
Yeah.
Like where
it's
everyone.
It's like an inside joke.
Yeah. And now any city I travel to, like people bring me taco or like tacos,
cute.
Actual food and stuff. But yeah, it's the greatest white eyeshadow. It's so highly pigmented. Like you can put it on and it like, it's just amazing.
Yeah, because that's a tall order, the matte whites.
Yeah.
It's matte, right?
Yeah, it's matte. Most of Sugar Pill is matte. They have some glitters and stuff.
And they have mostly vegan shades.
It's all
which is
vegan.
Great, yes.
It's all cruelty-free. Amy, the woman who runs the company, is honestly the nicest person in the world. And she's super into animals and like vegan and healthy living and stuff.
I feel like, don't you think we should be buying Sugar Pill over like some other brands?
I definitely
just
think
due
so.
To
and
all
it,
of the
price
things you just
point
said.
Is right.
Right.
And it's so highly pigmented that you can use just a little bit of it if you want like a natural look. Or if you're going to do what I do, you can really pack it on and it will not move.
And they
sometimes,
have bright colors.
Girl, these colors
are
bright.
The reds and the purples and
They got Dolly. And all of it's like really cute. The packaging is fine.
Yeah. I think they have it at Riley Rose.
Yeah, Riley Rose just got the brand new.
Yes, very fun.
Stuff from them.
I want Riley Rose to, like, be my best friend.
Yeah.
You know what
What's
I mean?
What's up with her? What's her
I don't
life?
Know, but I just love the store.
It's so cute.
I love
cute.
The vibe in there.
It's so nice.
I say it's, like, Sephora's, like, younger cousin.
Yeah.
Like, her trendy, like, cute young cousin.
Yeah, the fun one.
Yeah, but she's, like, down with everything. Like,
yeah.
Because they have the Korean stuff in there. They have a lot of vegan stuff.
Do you
stuff.
Do the Korean face masks? They scare me because I can't read the instructions.
Yeah, I usually download that Google app and, like, scan it.
But maybe you could tell me what this fucking eye thing is.
Oh, yeah.
It works so well, but I'm like terrified of what it is.
People love those.
Yeah, it's
I think they have snail. They have snail mucus, I think.
Is that good or bad?
I mean, people love it. People love the results, but it's up to you, you know? The snails aren't murdered. It's not they're not like ground up snails.
No.
But it is pretty crazy if you watch it on YouTube. Basically, they build these little like sanctuaries, like sort of like a 5-star resort for these snails.
For the snails, right.
And then they like make them do exercise. Like they put them on these little treadmills
so it's a fat
and things.
Camp for
yes. and then they like will secrete their stuff and then they collect it. So it's like, you get a free stay at the resort.
Oh, it's just like a gay cruise.
Exactly.
Basically, like everyone's just going to secrete somewhere and then
you're done.
And they mop it up and collect it. Collect it all.
Yes.
Right. I love that.
Yeah. You know.
Just a regular day.
I have heard that there are some French products that actually put like snails, like ground up snails. But I don't know and I have not used those. So everybody.
Is that the shit that Kate Blanchett's on?
Maybe.
Her skin is flawless.
I heard she uses SK-II, which is a Korean brand.
Really?
Yeah, but I think that shit smells disgusting.
That's not my issue with a lot of, like, vegan products and
stuff.
Yeah, well,
that wasn't vegan,
bad.
But yeah.
Oh.
Wait, it might be. It's, like, made from, it's not cruelty-free, but SK-II, their essence, you know, the essences,
yeah.
The Korean essence. To me, it smells like a dirty toilet.
Oh.
Like, it smells like dirty toilet water.
Ugh.
But people love it.
But could you imagine putting something on your face every day that smells that awful?
I mean,
like,
yeah,
because
I tried it. No, I don't think it did anything, but it's so expensive. Let me Google it real quick. SK-II Essence. SKS. Yeah, it comes right up. It is $99.
Damn.
For one bottle. And it is a kind of a larger bottle, but I like to be pretty liberal with my products because, and it's made out of Pitera. Pitera, which I believe...
Who is she?
I think she's a mushroom.
Ugh.
A mushroom derivative, I want to say, but that might be wrong. Sake brewing. Listen, I don't know, but all I know is it smells fucking bad.
It smells like shit.
It's terrible, and it's too expensive, okay? So, no, I don't really fuck with Korean.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying a little bit of it, the Cosrx. Which
I don't know her.
Let me show you this photo. There's a very weird logo on these products. They look like a little man wearing glasses. Like, look, see him?
Oh, they have that at Nigel's.
See, he's kind of
cute. He makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I remember I just walked by him the other day and I was like, he seems like someone at a bar I would stay away from.
See, that's what I'm saying. So I'm thrown off by the branding.
It's the mustache.
Yeah. He's serving me just a vibe I'm not into.
I don't like it.
But I do like this brand because they are cruelty free and I try to only buy cruelty free and
they have a bunch of sheet masks.
They have masks
too.
And pimple patches that everybody loves.
Mm.
But I haven't gotten them yet. Because I'm cheap, 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 cheap,
same,
cheap,
same,
cheap,
same, same,
cheap, 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 cheap. But anyway, people love Cosrx. Anyway, so that's how I feel about Korean. I try to mix a little in.
Yeah.
Mask, but I'm mostly just the...
Well, ever since I got had that allergic reaction, I'm terrified of trying like things that I can't read.
How bad was it?
It was so bad that I had a rash, full body rash. It like got all over, and it was on the palms of my hands, and the doctor, oh my God. So I'm in the emergency room because it's so bad, and the doctor goes, I think it might be... syphilis or gonorrhea. And I was like, well, that's not possible. I haven't had sex in like 6 months. And he was like, what? And I was
Did he really whisper it like that?
Yeah, because I was like in one of those little curtain things and he didn't want the person next to me to hear, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So I was like, that can't happen. I haven't had sex in 6 months. And I heard
then
the person next to me
proudly.
Laugh. And I was like, so you gotta find out what it is. But it was really bad.
Oh my God, and you still don't know what caused it.
No.
Did you have to toss everything and start over?
I basically did.
Yeah.
And then I would like swatch little things on my face. I had to take a month off to figure out what it was.
I wonder what it was.
I don't know. And then last week I was in San Francisco and I was doing my makeup and it started to itch again. And I was like, I got a show to do. Baby's gotta perform. I was like, I gotta get on this stage.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Oh my God, that's terrifying. Okay, let's get back on track.
Right, where are we at?
You did the Inglot liner.
I did the Inglot liner.
Then you start doing the sugar pills.
In, and so with the sugar pills, I use three different colors. I do the Dolly Pop and the pink. I do the Poison Plum. And then I have their black, which is bulletproof. So I do the
cute
pink
name.
To like, I know, they're the names are amazing.
Yeah.
And then I do the taco from like basically where my actual eyebrow is up to where my forehead is. and fill in that with white.
Because you do, you basically create a very large eye shape.
Yes.
And then you put, you draw on a brow
my
on
eyebrows
above
are
it.
Above my actual eyebrows. Yeah. Like they start like in the middle of my forehead and then go up to like the top of my forehead.
And do you do your brow like freehand or do you use a snap or something?
I do it freehand.
How the fuck do you do that?
So you start with an angle brow brush and you just kind of like dot where you want the beginning to be and then dot the middle so that they're even and then dot the end.
That sounds easy in theory.
It sounds easy, but then it's kind of the way you... So I start with the brush flat, and then you twist it up and down.
Yeah.
And if you mess it up, you just add more makeup to it.
Right.
And then I draw on each individual hair with an angle brush, and I use Anastasia Beverly Hills in three different colors to do the hairs so that it looks like a natural eyebrow.
I was about to say, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But I guess
but it looks
for the,
real
to
for
achieve
like photos,
a good look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I cannot get my eyebrows on straight.
What?
I cannot.
What do you mean?
I can't.
But you have eyebrows.
I know, but it's so... Listen, meatball. Listen. So basically, I feel like I'm a broken record. Sorry to all the people, all the honeys listening that have heard this story a million times. So my eyebrows are ruined. Like, I ruined them in the early 2000s, obviously.
Pluck
you know,
them
you're
thin.
A Texas gal. Yeah. You know, like, that's what we were doing. Okay?
My cousins still do it when I'm like, you need to stop plucking your brows.
Yeah. So anyway, I have my eyebrows microbladed. But now my blading is starting to really fade out.
Uh-huh.
And so I have to like fill over the blading. And I can't even get that right. Like just the middle part right here.
Oh.
I can't get this to match.
That's the hardest
part.
Especially because no one really cares about it. It's like the center of your face where everything's close together has to be identical.
Yes.
And the further out you get, the more
Nobody
different
can
it can
notice.
Be. Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah.
I don't know what to do.
I guess, I mean, have you tried? I used to try like I put a ruler straight across.
I need to
and
do
did
that.
But also your eyebrows, everyone's face is different. Like, one of my eyes is actually higher than the
same.
Other. Yeah.
Same.
So then you just kind of have to, like, work with that.
I look like quasi-fucking... with a crooked face!
She's ringing the bell over here. I've never seen someone so angry before.
These eyebrows cause me... I just want to look like all the cuties on YouTube and Instagram, and I can't get
but
these damn eyebrows straight.
But don't they all do that, like, ombre in the front? You could just, like, lighten it up in the front and make it dark on the end.
I'm trying, meatball. I'm trying.
I wish I knew what to say.
I know. One of these days, I'm going to come over, and I'm going to go, show me.
Yeah.
You know? And make you do it in front of me.
That would be easy.
And learn.
I could just do it if I had a mirror.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
Well.
And so you just figured out how to do that on your own?
Yeah, well, it took a lot of, like, people being like, your eyebrows look fucked, sis. And I was like, thank you for that. Yes, thank you.
Okay, that's good
And
to
then,
know.
Like, just learning
Practice
to do it.
Practice makes perfect.
I can't watch a makeup tutorial. Can you watch them?
I do, but I don't, like, follow along.
Yeah.
I just watch them kind of for, like, soothing
But yeah, they
background.
Are soothing. Yeah, yeah. But, like, also, it's just, like, you're watching someone who's, like, clearly, like, probably doing it two or three times in a row.
Well, my thing is I hate when they go, and I'm going to go do lashes and brows, and I'll be right back. And I'm like, bitch, I need to see how you did that.
Or just all of a sudden in the video, like, the brows are on, and you're like, sis, what? And then, like, go back to the brow video.
I'm telling you, I'm like, I need, that's why I'm watching this, motherfucker, okay?
Well, have you tried stencils?
I have, and here's the thing. I do one side, and I'm like, cute, I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling myself. And then I do the other one, and it's fucking crooked! I can't, you know what they're not
well,
foolproof,
that's the thing.
People.
And also, like, my makeup is never that even anyway, and no one really notices it.
I didn't notice
But if you just went out and just kind of turned your head back and forth a couple times, no one would, if you just sit at an angle.
Right. Oh, from an angle, I look cute. I look cute from an angle.
Yes, bitch.
That's why when I do a photo of my makeup, I usually will, like, be like, hi, look at how good I look. Like, I'll just do, like, half. But I never do straight on because... I can't get them straight. How is it that hard?
I don't know.
I see so many people do it like it's nothing. I don't
Practice,
know.
Practice, girl. I don't
I'm
know.
I'm telling you. Well,
you
listen.
Gotta maybe just try a smaller brush. That might be the thing if you're using a brush that's too big.
I mean, at this point, I'm using a needle. You know what I mean? It's still too fucking big.
You're like, I'm in here just trying to microbraid my brows myself.
Yes.
Did you see they have a kit? You could do it at home.
That's insane. That sounds very problematic. No. Why are we all doing things ourselves?
I don't know.
Can we hire a professional?
Yes, just pay someone
I'm
to do it.
I'm telling you, this is getting out of hand. Brie Esrig is lasering her own asshole.
I know, I still mean, can't
honey,
believe she did that.
Honey, listen, we're all just trying to get through the day. Okay. back. Okay, I'll figure out my brows and I'll keep you posted.
Okay,
so at this
At that point, my eyes are pretty much done, except for I use... Oh, I forgot the glitter.
I was about to say, there better be some glitter on this damn face.
There's a lot of glitter. I use a mix of NYX glitters.
Oh, I know those.
Because they're the only glitter that doesn't mattify under powder. So if you like put more powder on, the powder doesn't stick to them for some reason. Mm-hmm. But like MAC glitters are the worst. They mattify and stuff. So I mix rose gold and then they're, I don't know. It's like a holographic one that I mix
together. That one. They're like in the little shaker pots. And then how do you put the glitter on?
Okay. So this is the part that sucks. It's Ben Nye Glitter Glue.
Okay, yep. Nicole Byer said she uses that.
I heard that and I was like, yes, queen, yes, slay. It's a liquid. It comes in a little pot. It basically looks like nail polish. Mm-hmm. And you just have to be good at it and just paint it on properly.
So you sort of like do a cut crease, but you use that shit.
But I use the glitter to do it. And so then you go back and forth. And this is the part that I hate, but you have to go back and forth to make the lines even when you're gluing the glitter. And then you have one chance to put the glitter on.
Because it'll dry.
It'll stick and dry in the wrong spot. And so that's the hardest part, I think.
Yeah, that is scary.
And then Inglot, for my under eye, I forgot this. I draw the white of my eye all the way into my nose. Mm-hmm. I use the Inglot white. I didn't realize that Inglot gel liners come in every single color.
I didn't know that either.
And when they dry hard, and they're impossible to get off, so it doesn't go anywhere, and they go on smooth.
Very interesting.
Yay.
I think they have a product where it'll turn any eyeshadow into a liner, too.
Yeah, it's called Duraline.
I've heard of that.
Yes.
Somebody brought
it's
that
like
up on here.
The best stuff ever. It's $13 and it's not a lot, but it lasts forever. One drop will turn any eyeshadow color into a liner.
And it'll stay really well and yada yada.
It sticks on like a gel. It's so weird. All these chemicals.
Exciting.
So good for your skin.
Yes, honey, we're trying to look cute, okay?
And then I contour with an Inglot palette that's just like a dark color. Mm-hmm. And that's when I contour my nose. I also highlight with Taco under my eyes. And then I use Ghosted by Sugar Pill, which is like
Is that like a loose pigment?
It's a loose pigment, but it's like... can you see that? It's like super glittery. It's like a highlight, but
I want that.
Yeah, girl, you should get some. And I mean...
You got a code or something?
I don't have a code. Yeah. They just send me stuff.
Yeah, that's
great. I have to... It's like... Sugar Pill stuff is amazing, and it's cruelty-free. I'm, like, stand behind it 110%. And once you put that on as a highlight, that's when I hairspray the top of my face.
Okay.
To set it.
Okay, actual hairspray.
With Gotta Be Glued hairspray.
Honey, is that okay to do?
It's better than what I was using before, which was Blue Marble. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh,
yeah. It's basically the same thing except for lighter. So hairspray is... The same thing, but with a little bit of glue in it.
Yeah, my friend Richard was in here, who's he's a cosplay makeup artist. He said Blue Marble.
Yeah.
So Blue Marble is more intense than actual hairspray.
Yes. Blue Marble, when I would spray it on my face, would burn for about 15 minutes, but you can go swimming with your makeup on and it won't come off.
You could do a full-blown bukkake.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Well, I had to do this wedding in...
I thought you were going to go, I did this bukkake.
It isn't Pride Month anymore. I went to Tennessee to do a wedding in the middle of summer, and I used Blue Marble because I was sweating so much and trying to keep that back. And I, like, was drenched, but my makeup was flawless.
Wow.
It was amazing.
I get a lot of questions about how to keep the makeup on, but it's not for the faint of heart, you're saying. Proceed with caution.
Yes.
Okay.
Proceed with a lot of caution. Another thing, if you want to keep your makeup on, this is also probably terrible for you, but there's a stuff called Sweat Stop. Mm-hmm. And you can either spray it or you can apply it with a cotton pad, and it's an antiperspirant, but for your face.
Interesting.
But the sweat does go somewhere else. So it's going to move. It's like when you get Botox and you stop sweating, it's going to move somewhere else. Mine moved to my lower back, which I'm fine with. But a lot of people's goes to their armpits or to their butt cracks.
Do you do any body stuff to keep you from sweating underneath your dresses and whatnot, like powders or anything?
I baby powder my body, and I put on like 3 or 4 layers of antiperspirant, like clinical strength.
Right. Kind of keep.
Because I hate when people touch me and I'm all sweaty, and you're like, ooh, please don't touch me, I'm sweaty. And then they're like, I'm okay with it. And then they hug you, and then they're like, oh, you are sweaty.
And you're like, honey,
and you're
I
like,
said
what the fuck did I just tell you, bitch? Like, I don't understand, what is this game that we're playing?
Right. Yeah. Honey, I was honest. So where are we at? Okay, we have the contour, we have the highlight.
Oh, we should probably get to lipstick.
Yes!
Well, first of all, I think I'm about to get my lips done because I want them to be so big that it's annoying. Like, I want them so large that my mom is worried.
But even out of normal drag, that's not a concern? Adore's lips are very large.
They're very large. Bianca Del Rio has huge lips. Mm-hmm. My lip goals are, do you know Naomi Smalls?
Let me look her up.
She's gorge. She is from Redlands.
Nice!
Yeah, her lips, I want her lips. I just did a video with her on my channel where she, like, painted my lips.
Oh, my God.
She's flawless.
Dare I say she's fishy?
Yes.
I mean,
oh,
honey.
Oh, she's full fish.
I would never.
She smells like tuna.
She's Aaliyah.
She is.
She's Aaliyah reincarnate. Is that not Aaliyah?
That's Aaliyah.
Aaliyah?
You have
first
to look
you don't
up
succeed,
Naomi
dust
Smalls.
Yourself off a try again, honey.
She's
Jeez.
Beautiful.
Oh, my God. Well, her lips look incredible. You're going to go to her doctor?
Yeah, I'm going to go to her doctor and get my lips plumped, I think. But then you.
Well, tell me the name.
I don't remember her name.
Text it to me later. Yeah. I might.
If you get just a little.
No, listen. I might do them in August. Yeah. And I'm not doing Juvederm.
Don't
I'm doing
do Juvederm.
Volbella.
That's the new one. Yeah.
And it only comes in half syringes.
Yes.
And I'm only doing one half syringe. Yeah. And I might do it. And I'm just going to be honest.
But you can always just get a little bit and see if you like it. Because if they put too much at first, that's how you get that butthole mouth.
Right. And
where,
I
like,
hate
your
that.
Lips like flip
I
out.
I hate the butthole mouth.
I just don't want that.
I don't want that. I just want moisture.
Yeah.
I just want moisture.
And like big and glossy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's
we'll
what
see.
I want.
I might do it. No shame in the game.
And then I use, again, I used to use Jeffree Star because his lipsticks were flawless, the liquid lipsticks.
Yeah.
But he's problematic and I'm black. So I started using Sugar Pill ones or OCC, but they just went out of business.
I know, which is so sad.
Because their lip tars were laid, hunty.
Like, can you still buy them, though?
They still have a couple of them. I was crazy and I bought... Black Dahlia was, like, my color, so I bought, like, 10 of them, so I have a bunch
Smart.
Of them at home.
But don't open them. I feel like that's when they go...
Yeah,
you have,
you
like,
cannot,
a year until they're open or something. Ugh, yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, I,
But then I use... Yeah, I use Sugar Pill now because they dry matte, and it's, like, it doesn't feel dry on your lips. Because you know some liquid lipsticks?
Yes.
They feel dry, chalky, and then during the night, you feel like they're flaking off
or
something.
I mean, they are. They're not all created equal, for sure.
But the Sugar Pill ones, they still feel smooth. Not as smooth as the Jeffree Star ones, but they're not racist.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so hold on. Where are we at now?
Okay, so I've done my lips.
I keep going off topic because there's so much to discuss because you're clearly a beauty enthusiast and you understand, and these are things I need to know.
I'm like a drag beauty enthusiast.
Yes.
Which is like, the makeup is different and the style is different, but I think a lot of the products could like cross over into mainstream very easily.
For sure.
But except for like TV paint sticks, unless you're trying to be a drag queen, I don't know.
Well, if I like bought that stick and wore it as my everyday foundation, that would be insane.
Yeah, your pores would be fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
So then after that, I powder all of it one more time.
After the hairspray.
After the hairspray, because it'll hold it on.
Okay, with that same powder from
before. Yeah, with the RCMA.
Okay, yep.
And then, while that's setting, I'll go in and add more contour in here, because I like my contour very dark, like... unnaturally dark.
Well, because you're deeper, so you have to do something that can kind of match.
Yeah.
And you do like the Trixie Mattel slice.
Yeah,
I don't know what that's called.
They just call it a cut cheek.
Yeah.
It's like a cut crease.
A cut cheek.
The cut cheek. I like the straight line because I am a larger person and my face is very round, so I'm doing everything I can to like make my features look absurd. And that's like one way to do it. And then my wigs are huge, so you can't really see the edge of my face.
Do you wear contacts ever?
I used to,
but
since the glitter incident,
that's what
I'm
saying.
Nervous.
Somebody asked a question about like how do you keep your eyes from getting crusty, you know, with all that shit, and I'm like, I don't know, like
around my eyes.
Well, like if you put in a colored lens and then you do all the sprays and things, and then you take them out, I feel
one
like the contacts aren't gonna last.
One time I sprayed my face, they do not last, especially and. Then a lot of people are buying the contacts. If you're in LA, you know where Santee Alley is, which
downtown.
Is like downtown. It's like the fashion district. It's basically like in a lot of cities, they sell contacts in gas stations. They sell those. Don't buy those.
No.
And don't put those in your eyes.
Don't fuck
you
with your eyeballs.
You don't know where those have been.
Don't fuck with your eyeballs.
Don't fuck with your eyeballs. Go to a doctor. And if you want colored contacts, which I have, but I use like either bright blue or like grays, but I always put them in last.
Yeah.
I don't do it.
But how can you get them in that eye without everything around?
If you're ever like in makeup and you need to touch your face, you take a pad or like a powder puff, put a little powder on it, and then you use that to move your face to then stick your contact in. And then I put on my lashes.
Okay, yes. You got a lot of lash questions.
I wear, so this is just one set. This is a 301.
Wow.
And I stack six of these on each other.
Oh my God.
So that they like go like out and up.
Six?
Yeah, and then I use two of these for my bottom lash.
Is that normal for queens to put six on?
No, a lot of queens use like one or two or three. If you're like super fishy, you just like wear one pair of like little baby lashes. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to look normal. I want to look like a big old fat clown.
Yeah.
So I stick on six of them. And they like sometimes will touch where my actual eyebrow is and like flutter.
That's so many.
The placement of them is also like off too. Because like a lot of people would put them right on their eyeline. And I put it in the crease above my eye.
Interesting.
So that when I like close my eyes, sometimes if I place them wrong, you can just see my full eye closed and the lash just sits there.
I hope I get to see that someday.
You'll
that
probably
sounds
see
really
it. I was
fun.
Almost going to come and make up today, but I didn't want to wake up that early.
Because
it takes like
you.
3 hours.
Yes. That's another good question. It takes 3 hours just to do the makeup?
3 hours to do a photo shoot makeup. Mm-hmm. Like 2 hours just for like a club thing. But if there's a meet and greet, then I'll do 3 hours.
So do you put each lash on separately or do you stack them
absolutely
first?
Absolutely not. That would be horrifying.
Okay, so.
So I take and I would show you, but they can't see.
Right.
I take them and I use, it's like weave bond glue, not lash glue, because they're so heavy that it has to be able to hold
them.
Honey,
that's probably what made your damn face.
No!
You don't put weave glue on your damn eyeball. Yeah,
but I'm putting it on my eyelid.
Okay. Listen, I used to do eyelash extensions, so.
Did you really?
I did them. Like, I was an eyelash person for 5 years.
Yeah, they say not to put weave bond glue near your eye, but.
Well, one time I was at Sally's, and I was talking to the lady that worked there, and she goes, oh, if you really want your false eyelashes to stay on, use weave glue.
Yeah. Well,
and
not weave. It's the weave bond. Like, weave glue is like that clear.
I think
heavy
that's what she
shit,
told me.
Which
think,
is no.
I think she told me to do weave bond. What you're saying.
Yeah. Okay.
I think. But I still thought that sounded crazy. But you know what? It's all skin and it's all hair, and you're trying to stick it to something. So, you know, proceed with caution.
Yeah. Maybe don't get it in your eye.
Yes.
I place it so far up that it doesn't matter.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. I stack them out. Like about maybe like 2 centimeters out, so that they're just like
you create like a
longer,
butterfly wing or something.
And I like stack them out that way, so that when they sit, and then I perch them up, so they're not so heavy.
Yeah.
And then the weave bond just like holds it in place and dries in like 30 seconds, where lash glue takes forever.
That must have been a trial and error to figure out how to do all that.
Yeah.
Is that a pretty common practice in drag to stack six pairs of lashes and put them above your eye and use?
Six is not normal.
Yeah.
Three maybe.
Yeah.
To stack them to where my placement of them is not normal. That's like a very me thing. But like they move and they look natural. And I use so much black around my eye that you can't really tell where they are.
That makes sense. How interesting.
I know, but when I do like a smaller fishier look, which I like very rarely do, I'll just use 2 301s and like put them right on my lash line.
And what glue do you use for that?
I use Duo for that.
Yeah.
Because that's like a normal thing. And
I think Duo works better than I've been using Callus, and it just doesn't stay as well for me.
Do you like sweat at all? Like,
I don't sweat. I just feel like the Callus has no latex, you know, and it's better. And I don't know. I can't get them on. They don't stay. I was going to see Taylor Swift. I was in the Uber.
Who?
My lash fell off. And then I just had to go without lashes.
You just took them off.
I had to, Meebo.
No. What size lashes do you wear?
I mean, I usually don't cut them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I just use the regular Friends 207s or whatever. Like,
those are nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty chill about it. But I can't get them to stay.
I would use Duo. I know that a lot of people are against it because it does have the latex in it and they want something a little bit more natural. But, like, if you want it to stick, you got to use something right.
You're right.
Especially in the summer.
I need to just buy another Duo. If anyone has any other recommendations, please tweet us.
There's this one, but it's a Korean one, and I stopped using it because it went on clear, but it like looked pearlescent, so I didn't know what was in it.
It's interesting.
But when you put it on, it would dry like, it almost dried like super glue. It dried hard, not flexible.
Weird. But then at the end of the night, you rip that shit off.
And you rip out a lash.
Oh,
yeah.
Honey. Mm-mm. I'm trying to keep these on.
I'm trying to keep my babies.
Me too.
My little baby lashes.
Keeping those cute. So now your entire face is done.
Yes.
When you do your lips, do you do a liner? You just do the liquid
lip? I use a lip liner now, but I used to just use... I use three different lip colors.
Yeah.
So I do like a darker one on the outside. So mm-hmm. sometimes I'll just use like Anti-Socialite, which is a color on the outside and mm-hmm. line it.
It's a cute name.
It's a really pretty like dark brown. And then I go in with like lighter colors and then the middle of my lip is like highlighted.
So then we do the wig, we do the costume.
I put on the wig, I put on the pads, the shoes.
You do nails.
I sometimes wear nails. Mm-hmm. Most of the time not. A lot of my numbers involve like very physical prop use and a nail just gets in the way.
I don't know how anybody does anything with nails.
I don't.
I do not know. I had stiletto nails when they first came out for like
damn.
3 days. I couldn't wipe my ass.
You couldn't text?
I couldn't use my BlackBerry.
Oh my God.
It was like this pre-iPhone days, everybody.
Oh God.
I couldn't use my damn BBM. Anybody out there, BlackBerry
what
Messenger?
Is a BBM?
Yes, BlackBerry Messenger.
What the fuck is
Did
that?
You never have a BlackBerry?
No.
Okay, so it's sort of like how there's iMessage on iPhones.
Yeah.
It was BBM was only for BlackBerry users. It was free to text with that. So anyone with a BlackBerry
okay.
and you have a BBM like code or whatever. I remember I was at the dog park and there was this hot dude. And like he was sitting next to me and he had a BlackBerry and we were talking and I was like, wow, we're the only two people left with BlackBerries. And he was like, we sure are. He's like, hey, why don't we like BBM? And like,
if someone were to walk
like
up to me and be like,
out.
Let's BBM, I'd be like, I don't know that position.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what that is.
Doesn't BBM stand for something? Like,
BB.
Big Black Woman? Big Black
BBW.
Man?
BBW.
Yeah, that's yeah. what I was thinking of. Listen, I'm cis, I'm white. Okay. I'm problematic.
I didn't know.
I acknowledge my privilege. I
you
close
did
my
start
mouth,
this
I open
by
my
being
ear.
Like, I am a white ally.
Yeah.
I was like, thank God.
Okay, so now I want to know, you went to the club, you did your act, you slayed, everybody's obsessed with you, you took photos, whatever. Maybe you had your dick sucked in the back, whatever.
No, I sucked the dick
okay,
in the back.
Great.
Yeah.
So then you go home. How do we get this fucking makeup off? How do we get this makeup off?
Okay, so makeup wipes don't work for a majority. It takes a lot of them.
Yeah.
So what I've started...
Like a whole pack.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially with the Inglot because it dries so hard that that's the... I could take a shower and the wings will still be there, but everything else will come off.
Wow.
So sometimes this isn't great, but if I'm in like a city that I haven't been to, I'll mm-hmm. just use Dawn dish soap.
Wow.
Because it cuts through the grease.
Wow.
But what I also use is the same, like, cleanser that I started with, the mm-hmm. gel cleanser. Mm-hmm. That'll get most of the makeup off. And then I'll go in with coconut oil around my eyes. And to lift the stain, I have to use... Where is
the eyeshadow stain.
Yeah, the eyeshadow. The pigments will stain
right,
your
skin. Right, because they're vegan.
Yeah.
The vegan ones stain, yeah.
And like pinks and reds stain mm-hmm. a lot. And that's like what I use. I use Bliss Micro Magic,
ooh.
Which is like the beads in this are really, really small and they're not like plastic. Mm-hmm. So they're not problematic.
Mm-hmm.
And it like just kind of like abrasive on the skin is abrasive to the skin enough mm-hmm. to get the color off of my skin. And it'll like lift up the black. And then I'll usually let that dry and like see where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Like if my skin looks a little... Like it needs
like
some
still
love
some stuff
or something.
In there, yeah.
Then I'll go in again and I'll use this. I love Lush products.
Yeah,
I like didn't even know about Lush until like 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
But, yeah, I
they're in every mall. Honey.
I had no idea. Oh yeah, because they'll wash your hands. I kind of vaguely remember that.
well, you walk by, you smell it from a mile away.
But what? Yeah.
And they're like, "What is that beautiful smell?"
Yeah, my friend compared it to like Subway. He was like, "Why does every Lush smell exactly
yes,
the same?"
Yes, it does
like
smell
a
like
Subway.
Yeah, like Subway
it's
smell.
Weird.
That Subway smell, like,
explain
that should
it.
Be in a candle.
Because none of it smells like food.
It's a bread. It's
oh.
the bread. It's definitely like.
I love that you're like. Smelling the air like it's in here. You're like,
well, it takes you back.
It does.
Isn't smell the most like sensory
yeah.
memory? Yeah.
It's like the sense most closely tied to memory. So then at the end, I use Dark Angels because it's a charcoal based and it'll lift anything out. And then.
So at this point, you've washed your face six times.
Three times.
Okay.
And then at the end, because my face gets like raw,
yeah.
I use grape water.
Ooh. Ooh.
And you just spray it on your face, mm-hmm. and it soothes and, like, rehydrates. And, like, when you wake up, your skin is, like, baby soft.
So, wait, that's the last step? You don't do anything after that?
No.
You don't do, like, an eye cream or retinol hyaluronic or anything?
I don't like to add a bunch of stuff to my face at the end of the night.
Yeah.
So, when I wake up and, like, wash my face again, that's when I put on all the stuff.
Interesting.
And I use, who is she?
It.
It is it. Yeah. The bye bye. Oh.
I can read. Wait, what is that though?
It's like the bye bye under eye cream.
Everybody says that's great.
It is amazing. I haven't used it in a minute because I didn't have my luggage until like yesterday. And all of my makeup was in it. That's why my makeup is a mess. And then
looks good from over here.
I use this, which is just a Kiehl's stress relief. Mm-hmm. It goes under my eyes as well. And then I use just like a Retin-A cream that I don't remember the brand.
Yeah.
But I got it on Amazon and it's like really good.
Well, you'll have to tell us what it is.
Oh.
When you get home, you'll have to text it to me or something.
Oh, God.
Because I feel like that to me, like you said, like that stick will fuck your pores.
Yeah.
I feel like the skincare has to be on point too.
Yeah, because
especially on camera, like these cameras will see everything now.
Well, and then I do like a lot of masks. I'm very into masks
now. Yeah, tell us all the masks. Okay. People love masks.
So Kiehl's masks I like a lot because like, yeah, they use chemicals and stuff, but for the most part, I feel like they're like a non-problematic situation. I use the Rare Earth Deep Pore Cleansing Mask,
mm-hmm.
which this is like just if I want to just get my skin smooth and like kind of dried out because I'm super oily, which is great. And then this one, the Turmeric and Cranberry Seed Energizing Radiance Mask, literally will change your life.
Oh my goodness.
Pulls, like I've watched it like pull oil out of my skin. Because you know how they, at the end of it, they always call it like face mapping or face mm-hmm. grid things or whatever?
Yep.
It'll just, like you can see blackheads come out with this stuff. And I don't know if it's the turmeric or what is in it, but the little cranberry seeds, when you're done, when you like exfoliate, it like lifts it all off and it smells so good and it doesn't burn. Smells like mud.
It smells like Skittles. Is that weird?
Like mud Skittles.
Yeah, mud Skittles. I'll take a mud Skittle.
Yeah.
Taste the rainbow, bitch.
And then, like, the next morning, that's when I'll use the Petite Fee Black Pearl and Gold Hydrogel Eye Patch.
Oh, yes.
And I stick these under my eyes, like, in the car on the way to where I'm going. And then
I love a good eye mask.
Ooh, and you can just pop it off when you get there and rub it
and
in.
And you look so good.
But for like maybe an hour, and then it just stops working.
But for that hour,
you bitch,
look good.
Ooh, girl.
Okay, let me see if there's any questions that I didn't answer from the honeys. Do you have any tips for like close shaving on the face? Because hair's not a huge concern for you, but maybe the face hair is.
Face hair is very, yeah. If you're wearing makeup, color correct it. That means use like an orange or a pink or something that matches your skin tone, but will color correct. Shaving wise, get a good razor. I use the Dollar Shave Club mm-hmm. razors because they're actually really good and never go against the grain, ever.
Isn't that crazy? Because I know we're told that, but to me, it's the only way to really get the hairs from showing up.
I think because, I have like a lot of melanin and there's something with if you shave and you have melanin, it can give you more razor burn and stuff. Look it up. There's an article. And I just go with the grain on my neck. On my face, I feel like if I go against it, it'll irritate my skin a
lot.
But I've heard that if you do go against it, just make sure to go back the other way.
Interesting.
At the end. And keep your blades clean. Like use some type of oil on it to get all the hair and stuff off, and then put rubbing alcohol, 99% rubbing alcohol on it, and it'll keep the blade sharper.
I feel like I don't do any of those things. I remember reading an article that's like, don't keep your razor in the shower.
Yeah.
Because the steam and the heat will make them, and I still do that.
You just got it, but you got to keep the blades dry, otherwise they'll get dull, and like that's when you get the nicks. But yeah, just, I mean, if you're going to go against the grain, I guess do that. But use like a good, good razor.
Are all your wigs the same company? Is there like a brand you really like?
I really like the brand Arda mm-hmm. because they come in a ton of different colors and they have a very good lace front. They have two new lace fronts that they just came out with that I'm obsessed with. One is called the Renee and one is called the Matilda, and they have natural hairlines on them. So it's almost like getting a custom wig hairline. Then some of my other wigs, I do have like a bunch of custom wigs that I had made for me. So those are just whatever brand of hair he's buying and like doing.
And those are real human hair.
Those are, two of them are human. The rest are now plastic. Mm-hmm. I can't like get rid of the human ones just because I know. I'll just take extra good care of them.
Well, we were talking before we recorded about the hair.
The hair issues.
Well, it's like we're...
We're
it's
really
hard out there.
Today.
We do on here. We do on here, you know, because...
Honeys, here's the tea. Do not get human hair wigs unless you know where the hair's coming from.
Right.
Because there's some that are sourced that are, like, legal and everything's fine. And then there's a lot that are... I don't want to use the word slave, but it's not great.
It's dark.
It's dark what they do to some people.
And I don't like it. And I don't want to glamorize fake hair anymore.
Yeah.
Until you know where it's coming from in the story, it's dark and I don't like it.
And there's a lot of wig companies that have very good synthetic hair.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that. They now have figured out a way to make hair, like plastic hair, have like the texture of human hair.
And it's kind of fun for the performances anyway to have kind of a, you know, theatrical
and
colors.
Do all that. It's easier to wear. But yeah, definitely look into the art of wigs. The Renee and the Matilda, they have like a custom hairline on them that is great for any costume.
How much money would you say?
Oh, God.
Head to toe a look would cost you.
I mean, I just did the math on my makeup because I thought American Airlines, go fuck yourselves, lost my luggage with my makeup and stuff in it. So I was like on Instagram and everywhere just like putting them on blast.
Yeah.
So I like did the math on that. My makeup in general, like the whole thing is probably around $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just for a look. Like if I wanted to do something different, it would be more. And then my costumes, I make all my costumes myself.
That's
so I like
neat.
Get
you
all
sew?
The... Yeah, I sew.
Oh my
and gosh. So... They could be easily, like, depending on how big the costume is. I just did one, like, a pride look that was, like, $300, $400 just for the headpiece that I made. Because feathers are expensive and stuff like that. I could easily be walking around in, like, $5,000 worth of looks.
But
including the shoes, the fake boobs, the padding, all the pantyhose.
Because the game is strong. The game is strong.
And I'm not even, like, I'm not even the queen that's spending the most money. There's girls out there with like, $10,000 looks.
And on Drag Race, I mean...
People take out fucking second loans on their houses to get on that show. It's absurd.
It's like on The Bachelor. You know those bitches buy all their own clothes and makeup and hair and dresses? They financially devastate themselves to go on that show.
Someone told me that one of the girls spent like $30,000 on stuff to get on that show.
Doesn't surprise me.
I was like, girl, go to Target. Get a pretty little
girl,
maxi
get you a
dress.
Cherokee dress.
Yeah.
Okay? Get you a
Y'all
Cherokee
still got
maxi.
Up in this bitch.
If he doesn't want me in my Mossimo,
I can't even think of a designer.
If he won't put me in my Mossimo maxi dress, then he doesn't want me. That's who I am.
That's what I'm about.
I'm telling you. Okay, the last thing I want to ask you is, how do you feel, you know, I've heard drag is for everyone. But how do you feel about, like, the women, the cis, the straight women going to the clubs, not tipping the queens, saying, yas, queen? How do you feel about the culture of drag and it being taken by the mainstream? Do you have feelings about that? Is there anything you want? I love drag and I support drag, but I also, at the same time, respect it enough to, like... I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
I love to hear what you think about that. You're my first queen to have in here.
I think that having drag in the mainstream, I think that RuPaul's Drag Race being on VH1 has done nothing but made it more popular, and that's great. That's great for all of us. In the long run, it's great because
it sells you tickets and your merch and gets you fans.
The issue comes when, as a performer, and I travel a lot for performance, so like I feel like I'm on a different level than a lot of like local girls because I do travel a lot. But what I notice when I'm traveling is like a lot of the people that are there for, say I was just in Miami. Here's a great example. A lot of people went to the club to watch the Drag Race finale. And then they were like, we're about to have a drag show here with all your local queens.
Yeah.
Stick around and see it. And the minute Drag Race was over, everybody in the room piled out.
Yeah.
So they're willing to support something if it's on TV and if these queens are famous, and they're willing to pay $30 to go see a drag show with these girls that were on a TV show when there's probably more talent in your own city that you aren't seeing. I know, because just for instance, like on this last season of Drag Race, I'm fully willing to drag people. There's this girl named Calorie Carbdashian who went home second. She was a shit show. She was a mess and she was cheap and sloppy. And everyone's willing to go see her and pay money to see that bitch right. pretend to twerk in a pair of pads. It's awful. Yeah. She's a terrible performer. People will pay to see that because she was on a TV show, but people won't go see a free show and tip $30
with local queens
who are way more talented. Like, I have a friend named Pinche Queen in downtown who's like another hairy queen who slays the game. She's got a show at every fucking bar in downtown Los Angeles, and people will not tip her and do stuff. And I was like, but you'll come out for this fat bitch who can't do anything? And that's coming from one fat bitch to another one. I hope she listens. I hope she's a honey.
You know what? I think that's such a good message. Support your local queens.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of drag, truly, get out of the house, go see a show, and tip your local queens.
Yeah, and I don't care if you're a girl or a guy. I don't care who comes to the show. I don't care if you're a biological female who wants to do drag. Just a drag queen to me. But, like, support your queens. And, like, if you're going to be a part of the culture, don't just, like, steal from it. But, like, be a part of it.
I think that's such a good way to put what I was trying to ask you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Meatball, thank you so much
thank
for being
you for
here.
Having
so
me.
Tell
this
us
so
everything.
Fun.
Tell us if you want to plug any shows, your pod, your Instagram, your website, your merch, everything. Tell us everything,
baby. Right. If you want to see more of me being an idiot and doing interviews, go to the Hornet YouTube. I have my own show called Welcome to Meatland, where I do coverage at different parties across the United States.
And I've been watching that, and all the big queens know you. You're
in
the scene.
Yeah. They're like a lot of them are friends. A lot of them don't like me because I harass them on the internet. And if you want to see me harass queens on the internet, go to my Instagram. It's at Spiciest Meatball. And my Twitter is Fat Drag Meatball. And on that one, that's the one where if I'm on a plane for too long, I will pay for the internet just to harass people because I need to be on Twitter annoying queens.
Yeah.
And then my YouTube channel is Meatball Queen, where I have like makeup tutorials that other people do on me because I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Where else can you see me? Oh, if you are in the UK, anytime late August to middle of September, I'm doing a tour. I'll be in London and just look up my Instagram. All my dates are there because I don't fucking know them. I'm doing
How
my
exciting.
One-woman show in San Francisco and in Guernsville on August 9th and 10th. So come to those.
How exciting! And then your pod.
And my podcast, which is why I'm here! it's called Unbearable with Big Dipper and Meatball. It's wherever podcasts are. We have amazing guests. Hopefully we'll have you soon. That would be fun for season 3.
Can I be
three.
The token straight person?
Straight woman,
Because I heard Gabrus was
on. Was our token straight guy.
I loved all the bear talk.
Hilarious.
Oh, he's the best.
He's so funny. And we had to cut out some stuff where we were just like asking him some pretty raunchy stuff. If you want to just hear about like gay sex and nasty shit, that's our podcast. That's like all we talk about. So this was a nice departure from that.
Well, I figured you were like, you know, that I
didn't know how to talk about makeup without being like, in this side of the brush, you can stick it up your butt. Like, I didn't know what we were doing today.
Yeah, I don't feel like we didn't even talk about butts. Well, we'll have to come back.
Yeah.
As you know, that comes up here sometimes.
I know. I was surprised that it didn't come up with me.
But you know what? I like to stay on topic as best I can.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. But that's great. That's beautiful. That's why Meatball is Meatball. We also didn't really get to talk about Texas stuff.
Oh, yeah.
How long were you there? You weren't born there. You were just grew up
No,
there.
I was born in Louisiana. I have a fucked up story. I was born in Louisiana, and then I moved to Egypt, and then I moved to London, and then I moved to Norway, and then I moved to Texas.
And
then after 3 years in Texas, I was like, peace, I'm gay, and like left at 16. So
we don't talk about
Texas.
I went
and lived in the woods in Michigan for a couple years. I'm a little crazy person.
You need to write a book.
No! I don't need this disorder on paper.
Oh, thank you so much for being here,
thank
Meatball.
Thank you for having me.
Until next time, everybody, remember, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Ooh.
You do a fringe sometimes, right?
Yeah,
you
love a bang.
Yes, I love a bang, too.